acclaimed integrative medicine expert, Dr. Holly Lucille.
Think well, act well, be well.
Inherently you.
Hi, folks. Yes, this is Dr. Holly Lucille and the podcast Inherently You, where we try to bridge that gap between what you know and what you're doing regarding all of your healthcare desires and goals and all sorts of stuff like that. This is brought to you by the Institute for Natural Medicine, and I am so excited today. I have a super special guest, Tina Anderson, with me, and we are going to be talking about the microbiome and probiotics. And we're going to talk about this subject back and forth, up and down, inside and out. And what Tina doesn't know is that we have a tremendous amount in common, and we're going to get to all of that. So, Tina, thanks for being on my show.
Oh, well, great. Thank you so much, Dr. Lucille. I'm so excited, and I can't wait to hear what we have in common, other than our love of the microbiome.
Yes, our love of the microbiome. And what I can't wait for listeners to hear is the importance of our microbiome when it comes to overall health. I mean, I am getting blown away by the research, because when I graduated from naturopathic medical school 16 years ago, I have to tell you, here in the United States, there was hardly a boo. Even little boo about probiotics research. I mean, there's products definitely in Europe for a couple decades. I know that. But here, really in the last 15 years, we've been hearing more and more about probiotics. And also the research right now is very profuse and prolific and profound when it comes to overall health.
Yes, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more.
So I'm going to tell you, just to get us started, a couple things we haven't. So I have this, you just launched Just Thrive Probiotic, and you and I, so a couple things. First of all, I have an insight called Thrive for the Rest of Your Life, Learn the Secrets to Finally Losing Weight, Reducing Stress, and Feeling Your Best, and that can be found at b.inherentlyyou.com. So I've got that. We've got Thrive in common, which I thought was super, super cool. And we're going to talk more about Just Thrive Probiotic, because the other thing that we have in common is that you just... we're down in Orlando, Florida. There's a big natural products sort of event down there. And for the life of me, I could not figure out what SOHO meant, S-O-H-O. I kept hearing that. I'm like, I'm going to SOHO. I can't wait. And finally, when I was actually speaking, because you spoke Friday night, I spoke on Saturday morning, showing others healthy options. That's what SOHO means.
Oh my gosh, you know what? I have to tell you, I didn't know either. So this is amazing. I was wondering for the life of me too.
Yes, no. Wow. So it's this regional natural products industry show, and they're so great. They do it so well. And I can't wait to hear more about what you talk. But yes, I talked about the America's most popular health trend, which was probiotics. And so, and then another thing we have in common is that you, and now is Billy your husband?
Yep, Billy's my husband and my business partner.
All right, so great. Partners all around. That is amazing. Mm-hmm. So you were both in the pharmaceutical industry, right?
Yes, we were. Yep, exactly.
Okay, so that's good. That's good. And what the commonality between you and Billy and myself is my parents were both pharmacists, and then my father climbed the corporate ladder of one of the largest pharmaceutical companies as I was growing up. And so we've got that in common too.
Wow, that's crazy. Yes. We've been a distributor, with the Department of Defense for 20 years. And it wasn't feeding my soul. So needed to find something that fed my soul.
Yeah, I love that when life plays a big game of Red Rover. It's like, Red Rover, let Tina and Billy come over, because, tell me about that. Tell me about that, because, I got into sort of the field of more what I call natural medicine, but it's like, I think for me, it's what naturally makes sense. It's there's nothing alternative in a sense about it. When you look at the human physiology, when you look at the body's inherent ability to heal itself, when you look at those things, the way that you approach the body just felt more natural to me when I could say, okay, let's identify and treat the cause, and let's first do no harm truly, because they're, use the least invasive methods to diagnose and treat. So tell me about this soul-sucking experience that you went through. I'm sure the pharmaceutical industry was part of that, and how you got into where you are right now from a business perspective.
Okay. Yeah, well, I read a lot of Wayne Dyer and Norman Vincent Peale, and I do a lot of deep thinking, and so does Billy, my husband, and we just, would sit, having coffee in the morning and think, why are we in a field that we don't live our life in? You know, we're not big pharmaceutical people. We don't give our kids, we really try to, I let the fever go for a while to let our body fight it naturally. I really focus on eating healthy foods and staying away from a lot of the processed foods as best as I can. And we take supplements and we take things that we think will be beneficial and focus more on prevention rather than treatment. And so we looked for years and years and thought about it and talked about it and were able to get we learned a lot about gut health, of course. We learned how important that was and how important we need to take care of it. And we really felt that there was something missing in the industry and that we wanted to find something that was going to actually survive and get there naturally and have an approach that was more the way nature intended us to take care of our microbiome. And so we were able to get the exclusive rights to these strains that are in our product, and that's kind of how it all happened. It was kind of being at the right time, right place at the right time, and asking the universe for it to happen to us, and it did. So it's been really, really incredible. And wow. What I've noticed is that when you do your life's work, it just, everything kind of just falls into place, and it's so much better all around.
That's great. Yep. But that's, a lot. So there's a couple things. There's so many things I think it's going to be important for our listeners. I want to actually define microbiome as we go, because I think it's being used a lot right now. Let's talk about what a probiotic actually is. And then we're going to get into these different strains, because another thing we have in common is that, yes, I agree that because this is definitely one of the largest growing categories of natural supplements. And for me, as a consultant in the natural product industry, this always worries me when it comes to the consumers and my patients, because at the end of the day, I'm a patient advocate, I'm a consumer advocate, I'm a people advocate. It's power to the people, definitely people before profit and all that good stuff. And so when I think and I see things growing, I know that sometimes the marketing can get very seductive. And I like to just help people think that through, think about some, I've seen definitely some products with claims that I can't even believe that they're getting away with. And so we're going to talk about all that. But what I'm fascinated about with your story, and I talk a lot about this on Inherently You, is the fact that I think what you figured out is that you weren't living really congruently. You, as you said, you're in this sort of industry, but it wasn't very congruent with how you lived. And so you started to pull pieces together where you could actually line up that congruency. And that's where I was like, I always ask people, your heart, right? So I feel that like that's our desires. And then our head, kind of that's our thoughts. And then our hands is our actions. And those things can all live independently from one another, but can be so far off from being congruent with one another. And that's where I see a lot of people actually failing when it comes to their health, because I know what they want. They've told me and I've seen it, but their inability to line that stuff up. And so I'm just so proud of you, and I'm so happy because I think when people do that, you also have the ability to touch so many people and influence them in that way.
Yes. I mean, that has been the most gratifying thing of this whole endeavor that we've been on, is just the way we've touched people. The phone calls I get, people crying who've lived with lifelong conditions and things who have just had great relief. It's been the most gratifying thing I've ever done in my life. I mean, it's been amazing. So you're absolutely right.
That is so awesome. Okay, so in my presentation, I'm going to take a stab at this one. I've always looked at the word probiotic, and I've broken it down into probiotica. So the biotica, like if you look at that from the Greek origin, is life. So it's actually for life. Like literally, kind of can't live without them at all. And so the World Health Organization actually defined probiotic as, get this, so living microorganisms, and that just means you can't see them, they're very small, which when administered in adequate amounts, which that's another question, because people have questions about potency, like these CFUs, how many billion, et cetera, confer a health benefit on the host. And so that's there are these, but you've discussed and you have referenced the microbiome. Can you tell the listeners what is our microbiome? What is that actually?
It's basically the collection of microbes or microorganisms that inhabit an environment. So it's inhabiting our body, and we are more bacteria than we are human. And so it's pretty much all of the microbes in our body.
Which probiotics are a huge part of. That's their home.
Yes, huge part of it. Exactly. So we learn more about the human about our human microbiome in the last 5 to 7 years with the launch of the Human Microbiome Project than we had ever known before. 1,000-fold more we've learned in the last 5 to 7 years than we knew over the last 100 years.
That is very true. And that the Human Microbiome Project it's huge. Is absolutely that I'm so happy about that because we have learned so much. As I said, in the last 15 years, it's just, but the last 5 to 7 years, oh my dear, it has been amazing.
Yeah. More than we, and just the huge, massive impact our human microbiome has on our health and wellness. And, you know, I think people always kind of knew, oh, our gut's kind of important for all this stuff. But really what the Human Microbiome Project told us is just the immense impact it has on our virtually every aspect of our overall health. Things that people aren't even thinking of. You know, most people are thinking gastrointestinal discomfort, gas and bloating, you know, all those acid and all of that. But really it has to do with so many other things, you know, our immune system, our mental health, all these different aspects of our overall health are affected directly by our microbiome, the health or the unhealth of our microbiome.
I agree. I think you're right that in most circles, we can probably agree that probiotics have to do with digestion and perhaps immunity. But for the research, the influence extends, I think I've seen, to your brain, your heart, your skin, your mood, your weight, and truly the list goes on and on.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
Now,
it's hard to market a product like that sometimes because, what audience am I speaking to? Because there's just so many areas that it helps. And everyone needs to be on a quality probiotic. Everybody does because everyone needs to be taking care of their microbiome.
Yes. You know, I actually, this is what I came out on Saturday morning and I said, because probiotics definitely support many health benefits. There's scientific evidence there. The research highlighting these key conditions that they're affecting is growing. We've got the Human Microbiome Project, which is an extension of the Human Genome Project. And I said, here's my conclusion from everything I've read to this point. I feel the research indicates that supplementing with a probiotic is probably more important than taking a multivitamin. And this is definitely due to the profound role gut bacteria plays in your overall health. And I believe it to this day. The more
I say that all the time. Yeah. That to my friends and family, everybody.
Yeah. So, okay. Please tell me now, you just launched Just Thrive Probiotic. What's special about it? Because there are a lot of products out there, as you well know, that are calling themselves probiotics. What makes this product different? Because I really want to get down into the science and help people understand what a quality probiotic product is. When you take it, can it survive? Is it stable enough to colonize? Talk to me about it.
Yes. Oh, thank you. I love when people ask me this question because 90% of the probiotics on the market, if not more, are comprised of primarily lactobacillus and bifidobacter-based strains. So that's pretty much the approach that we have used for the last 100 years is to take, we have primarily lactobacillus and bifidobacter in our gut. So the idea was to reseed the gut with more lactobacillus and bifidobacter. But because of the information that we learned from the Human Microbiome Project 5 to 7 years ago, we learned that there may be a better approach. There may be a much better approach that is in line more with the World Health Organization definition of what a probiotic is. You know, you brought up the definition. The first part of the definition is it needs to be a living organism. You know, many probiotics have difficulty surviving the gastric system. The strains used in Just Thrive Probiotic are a very different approach. They are created with an endospore. They're 100% spore-forming probiotic bacteria. So the really unique feature is their ability to create an endospore around themselves, which is like an armor-like coating, and that allows them to naturally survive the gastric system. So there's no enteric coating or time released or anything like that. This is just the way nature intended us to take care of our gut. So this is a endospore that's created around the bacteria that allows it to get through the gastric system. When it reaches the intestines, that's when it goes into its live vegetative cell state. So now it has, in fact, it's met the first part of that definition, being a live organism, which is a very difficult part of the definition for many probiotics to, get to, because even some that are, I know, refrigerated, for example, you know, we always say, like, oh, if a probiotic needs to be refrigerated in order to remain alive, it's because it's so sensitive that it is difficulty, you know, even withstanding the room temperature of the store shelf. So then how is it going to withstand your body, which is 98.6? So it has some difficulty with surviving, even if they do have enteric coating, you know, but that's the first part of the definition. You know, so then the second part of the definition that you brought up was, you know, convert in adequate amounts. It needs to be there in adequate amounts. And what we have found is that the bacillus strains are actually, they're naturally occurring in our gut in about the 2 to 3 million range. And we, our product has 3 billion. So we're having a very large stimulatory effect with, you know, bacillus strains that are there already naturally in your gut in the amounts of 2 to 3 billion. And you're taking a product with 3 billion CFUs to go in there and create a stimulatory effect. And then, of course, confer the health benefit on the host. We have, you know, proof that these strains are actually colonizing. They attach to the intestinal cell wall. They make a home there. And they have actually a 21 to 27 day life cycle in the gut where they're working very hard in all the different parts of, from the small intestine all the way down to the distal colon. So, So that is, it's a really, really unique approach. It's not reseeding, it's reconditioning the gut. So one of the best ways an example I love to use, it's just very simplistic, but, you know, if you envision a garden that's been stepped on and trampled on and there's weeds growing all over, you know, the idea was of reseeding with the lactobifido is to throw the seeds into the garden. Many of them never get there alive, but let's say they do. They don't have the capability of doing anything necessarily with the weeds, or they don't attach to the soil. They just kind of pass through, and they may provide some type of benefit to that garden, but they're not really making a change, a shift in the garden. The strains in Just Thrive are very, very different. They get there 100% alive. They actually have the capability of attaching to that soil, and they have the capability of getting rid of the weeds. We've identified up to 25 different antibiotics. These are not broad-spectrum antibiotics, of course. They're very targeted antibiotics that actually kill off the weeds in the garden, and actually they also create compounds and nutrients that feed the good bacteria that's in that garden or the good plants that are in the garden. So it's a very different approach. It's not just providing some symptomatic relief. It's actually causing a shift in the microbiome. We have a gut model study that shows that these strains cause a 30% shift in the microbiome. I mean, that's huge, because that's telling us that these are actually fixing, you know, dysbiosis going on in the gut, imbalance going on in the gut, which of course is the imbalance and the dysbiosis in the gut is what is the cause of all these diseases going on.
Right. Okay. So, when I say, you know, as an naturopathic doctor, identify and treat the cause more and more, we always had a saying in school called heal the whole, because so much of your overall health has to do with your ability to take in nutrients, digest, assimilate, absorb them later on down that chute, get rid of the waste products on hopefully a regular basis. But I think now for me clinically, the Human Microbiome Project has changed the way that I practice, because if I'm truly going to identify and treat the cause, if I don't pay attention to the individual microbiome of that person, I don't think that I'm doing my job, because, you know, and you said a lot of important things that I just want to sort of recap and expand on a little bit for the listeners. I think, you know, the potency thing has been an interesting question for a lot of my patients that I see coming in, like, what potency should I be taking? And you see the CFU, so that stands for colony forming units, as you said. I don't think that there's a magic potency, but for anybody, and as of course, as a practitioner, I treat very individually. I think there are some things that you want to consider when choosing it. Age effects. We know that from the research, bifidobacteria does decrease with age. The history of the individual, medications and antibiotics taken. I've seen research as far as chronic stress depleting the diversity of our microbiome and our probiotics. Certainly diet choices, eating habits, drinking habits, alcohol, also tap water that's chemically treated with fluoride and chlorine, pre-existing digestive issues. Boy, when I get somebody who, let's say, is presenting at my office with hormone imbalances, but I find out through my history that it's check, 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 check with all of these, then I know that, sure, we are going to address the endocrine system and the imbalances, and we're going to get there. But if I don't address the gut, I am not going to be doing my job. And so you say, so for Just Thrive probiotic, it's the endospore. That is what allows it to get through that stomach acid, which, what, hey, it's 1.5 to 3.5. That's very, very acidic. If one drop of that went on somebody's hand, it would burn a hole through it, right? And so there are other products, enteric codeine, delayed release, hardy strains, but yours is that endospore that creates a protection around it, allows it to survive through the stomach acid, because if it doesn't matter how many CFUs you've got, if it's not going to survive, right? If it's not stable.
Right.
So that's brilliant.
Absolutely.
And then the other thing that you talked about that I really want to make it clear for my listeners, because remember that whole thing in, maybe high school biology that we learned kingdom, phylum, family, genus, species, right? So I think it's so important because, as you said, the two main probiotics, I would say, Lactobacillus and Bifidobacterium, that's two families or genus of these microbiomes, okay? These microbes, these live bacteria, these living species, right? There's two. So the genus, Lactobacillus and Bifidobacterium. Then you go down to the species level. So L. acidophilus or L. rhamnosus, let's say, or Bifidobacterium lactis or Bifidobacterium infantitis, okay? So there's the species level. But then, as you even said, you go down to the strain level. And why I'm bringing this up with such importance is because the research is being done at the strain level. You can't put a claim on a probiotic product that just has Lactobacillus and Bifidobacterium in it. The research is truly, the very specific, almost precision-like research is being done at the strain level. Do you agree with me?
I completely agree with you. And yes, I completely agree with you. And I think what's interesting is, you know, and the Lactobacillus bifidobacter, what we're seeing in the, and I'm sure you're seeing this also, is that there's a lot of research coming out on individual Lactobacillus bifidobacter specific, very, very specific strains. So there's a trend in the industry right now going with these 16 different or 20 different strain products and, you know, 50 billion, 100 billion, some as high as 800 billion CFUs. And what we're finding is that the research on specific single strains is actually much more powerful than, you know, these the cocktail type of products out there that have all these different strains in there. I think there was a misnomer out there about trying to achieve diversity. You know, we all know, or what we've learned from the Human Microbiome Project was, in order to have a healthy microbiome, we need a diverse microbiome. And there was this rush of people putting in 15 different strains, 20 different strains in a product to achieve diversity. Well, that's not how you achieve diversity. I mean, they're not going to have any effect on the microbiome if you achieve diversity trying to put in all these different types of strains. The way you achieve diversity is by taking a product like the spores, the spore-based probiotics in Just Thrive, and feeding all of the different bacteria that are there, getting rid of the bad bacteria. That's how we find diversity is truly achieved. Now, those single strain products are great for symptomatic relief. You know, so if there's one particular strain that there's a lot of research on, you know, we would say, yeah, absolutely, give that to a patient or, you know, a customer who wants to treat a specific condition. But it's the spores that are actually making a metabolic shift and maintaining and reconditioning the gardener of the gut or the police of the gut, and it's going to take care of you on a maintenance level and on a daily basis.
Those are great points. And I think these are just the things that are so important for the listeners, because clearing some of this up, and, you know, at the end of the day, I always say, listen, contact the manufacturer. They should have the research, because I think selecting a product that contains researched or documented strains is so important to a consumer, so they can really rest assured that the product is going to be effective based on the research. So I want to ask you a couple more questions here. Because people ask me this all the time, yogurt, kefir, or however people say it, sauerkraut, kombucha, all of those fermented type foods, because basically fermented foods have been around for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And it wasn't until like late 1800s that we started to even isolate Lactobacillus out of there. When they say, you know, I don't need to take a probiotic, I eat those foods. What do you say?
Yeah. Well, I say that a lot of those like the yogurts, for example. I mean, I it's hard to put them all in the same category, but with yogurts, I think that there's very little probiotic benefit in most yogurts. In fact, Silliker Labs did a test, and a survivability study test, and showed that yogurt, you know, virtually it all died off. 99.99% of the probiotics died off by the time it made it to the intestines. And so I don't think you're getting a lot of probiotic benefit. And unfortunately, in most yogurts, you're getting a whole lot of sugar, which is not good for your microbiome. So I think most yogurts, it's almost counterproductive to take than to take it. So a lot of fermented foods, I'm a huge fan of fermented foods. I think fermented foods are great. I eat them myself all the time. The only thing is they don't have the capability of getting rid of the pathogenic organism. So a lot of times fermented foods could actually make somebody who has digestive issues worse.
Yes. Okay. I love this point. Because, you know, I never, ever, ever want to dissuade my patients and listeners from eating good food. You know, and this comes to me when we talk about turmeric, right? The rhizome, it's been used mm-hmm. in healthy beverages and foods for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And, you know, we started to get more research in. Curcuminoids were sort of isolated as the medicinal effect and then, of course, poorly absorbed. So we had to bind them to absorbent agents. And what I say to people is like, look, I would say that please keep eating turmeric in your smoothies, in your food. That is the food. I would say a good, solid, evidence-based, clinically studied curcuminoid supplement is more than medicine if we're going to apply that to a specific condition. And I think the same thing with probiotics. I think fermented food are amazing. They're very, very healthy for us. But when we go in to understand what damage has been done over the years we've been on this earth to our microbiome and how it's influencing somebody's health, taking a quality probiotic is extremely important. All right. Well, listen, Tina, I'm so thankful that you found your way over to the other side.
Yes, right.
And congratulations on your launch of Just Thrive Probiotic. Listen, it sounds to me that you are checking all the boxes when it comes to potency, stability,
DNA survivability, also, which is huge. Huge.
Yes. And so I can tell anybody, you know, say, hey, go ahead and call the company, get all of that stuff going. It has been my pleasure, Tina, having you on the show. Thank you so much, folks. Thanks to the Institute for Natural Medicine for sponsoring Inherently You. You can go to b.inherentlyyou.com to get my special insight, Thrive. And also go over to iTunes. Go ahead and rate this podcast because that's how we grow our community. Thanks so much, folks. We'll see you next time.